In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today is the feast of Corpus Christi. And yesterday I had the grace of being at St. Raphael's Cathedral across the river for the ordination of two men. Now Father Noah John Dean, Father Anthony James Cruzy. So as of yesterday, they received this awesome power of priesthood. They can now take a piece of bread and wine and change it into God, into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's an awesome grace. As a priest being an ordination, it reminds me of the day of my ordination when God in His great mercy called me to the priesthood to offer the Mass. Now the priesthood, the reason Christ gave us the priesthood is so that we could have primarily the Eucharist, the perpetuation of Calvary, Christ remaining here with us. And all the popes down through centuries have always brought focus to the Eucharist. That's the center of our faith. We worship Jesus Christ, incarnate, present here in the Blessed Sacrament. Now I have here in my hands a beautiful encyclical letter written by Blessed Pope John Paul II on the Eucharist. Now it's sort of the Cliff Notes version. The original one had 17,000 words. This was reduced down to 7,000 words. And all of you will get a copy of this today when you're leaving after the Mass or the procession. So let's we'll share just a couple words of our Holy Father before we go further. He said, "From the Eucharist, the Church draws her life. This is the heart of the Church's mystery. The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. Because the Eucharist contains Christ Himself, the Church constantly gazes upon the Lord present in the sacrament." And the Holy Father goes on, "Christ instituted this sacrament by His own words, 'Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is My body, which will be given up for you.'" And then He goes on, He quotes all these other scripture passages. Now, the Holy Father goes on to say this, talking to priests, especially pastors. "Pastors must encourage exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament." That's primarily everything I'm saying today is revolved around a statement. Pastors must encourage exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, by God's grace, we do have adoration here Monday through Saturday, 1 hour after all of our Masses. And by God's grace, in the near future, we're going to have a perpetual Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. And then the Holy Father says, "Believers must learn." It's not an option. Are you all believers? We're all believers. We're here in church. We're in God's house. Believers, that's all of us, must learn the art of prayer, practiced so well by the beloved disciple who is at Jesus' heart. Remember at the Last Supper, St. John leaned his head upon the heart of Christ, the sacred Eucharistic heart. The Holy Father, Blessed John Paul II, says each and every one of us has to do that in our spiritual life. Lean upon the Eucharistic heart of our Lord. And so the Eucharist is the devotion of the saints. And then he goes on. He says, you know, the seven sacraments are powerhouses of sanctifying grace, right? Grace infused into our soul, making us more like Christ. And then he said, there's all these wonderful devotions of the church where we have actual graces. Praying the rosary, the stations of the cross, reading the scriptures, the chapel of the Divine Mercy, devotion to the souls in purgatory, guardian angels, etc., etc. But then the Holy Father says this, of all devotions, that of adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the greatest after the sacraments. So we're all called to participate in the sacraments, but after that, the Holy Father said, the greatest thing that we can do and must do, he said, we must learn the art of prayer, is adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He says, "Come to Me, all you who are labor and burdened, and I will refresh you." But His statement, "Come to Me," that means that we have to move our legs. We have to bring ourselves into church to allow Christ to work on our hearts, to heal us, to transform us, to infuse His peace and His joy into our heart. Now, if our Catholic faith is just that 50 minutes in church in the week and 1 hour, we won't make it, period. Father, that's a bold statement. Saints have said that. Venerable John, Father John Wright Hardin said, today's world, the devil, the flesh, the world is so anti-Christ and so against the faith, and so much the current going away from heaven is so strong that if our faith is just going to Mass, just 1 hour a week, we will not make it. We will not be spiritually strong enough. That it's necessary. And that's why the Holy Father and Pope Benedict XVI, that we must spend time with our Lord outside of Mass. And he said the best way, in fact, to prepare for Mass, to receive the graces here at the Eucharistic sacrifice, is to spend time adoring the Lord. Our Lord doesn't necessarily have to be exposed by the sacrament. You can come into church in the middle of the day and just sit. Because our Lord is present there 24/7 in the tabernacle. Now, it's more efficacious and more graces when our Lord's exposed. We see that in the lives of the saints and the great mystics. Now, I want to share you a story about a cardinal who's since gone to his eternal reward, who made it through very trying times because of the Eucharist. I'm just going to share an excerpt. It's from Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuyn. Okay? He was a Vietnamese cardinal. And he was, by the communists, put into prison for 13 years. 9 of those years, he was in solitary confinement. When he was eventually released, he was put in there just because he was Catholic. And the communists hate the Catholic Church, and so does a lot of the world, right? So he's 9 years in solitary confinement. When he comes out, people meet him. He's radiating peace, not bitterness towards God or the world and communists, but he's radiating peace and the joy just exuding off him. And they said, "What happened? How did you make it?" He said, "The Eucharist." People scratch their head, "The Eucharist? Wait, what are you talking about? You were in solitary confinement." He said, "By God's grace, I was able to offer the Mass every day." "Well, how did you do that?" He said, "We had a code. I was able to write from time to time back to my parish for things I needed." So he had a code. "I need some medicine for my bad stomach." So medicine would be sent, well, it looked like medicine, a little bottle. So medicine for the stomach. It was all actually altar wine. And then he would have these unconsecrated breads that were sent to at the same time. So what he would do, I'll just read right from his own words here. He said, "In my 9 years in solitary confinement, I celebrated Mass every day around 3 p.m. because that was the hour that Jesus died on the cross where he suffered and agonized. He said, I would take 3 drops of this altar wine, put it in my hands." Now, these are extreme circumstances, so he's doing the best he can. And this is a cardinal, so he put 3 drops of the wine in his hand, 1 drop of water, had the bread there, and he knew all the prayers of the Mass by heart. A brilliant man, he spoke many languages, and so he had that. And then he said, "I was alone, so I could sing the Mass as I wished, in Latin, in French, or Vietnamese. And I always carried the little container holding the Blessed Sacrament." And then he quotes the Lord, "You and me, and I and you." These were the most beautiful Masses of my life. At 9 p.m., I would make a special hour of adoration, singing over the noise of the loudspeakers. They would have these loudspeakers blaring to try to mentally break these people down. But adoring the Lord and singing his praises. So he said, "I wouldn't trade those days, those years for anything. I grew in intimacy with Christ." It's the Eucharist. Now, all of us here will have trials and difficulties in life. We may not spend 9 years in solitary confinement, but we have different health issues, maybe financial worries, maybe anxieties, doubts, maybe trying to put up with family members or co-workers. So we all have different difficulties and tensions in life, not to the extreme of this cardinal. But the only way that we're going to make it and keep our sanity and save our souls is to have our life revolve around the Eucharist. Where the body is, there the eagle shall be. The eagle's representing the saints, keeping centered on Christ, who should be the center of our lives, the center of the universe. Now, also, I want to share a couple of things about Eucharistic miracles, different displays we have in our church hall right now. Just the power of the Eucharist and what God could do to transform a soul. The first is a story, and you can see this downstairs and all the displays we have set up. It's about a journalist. His name's Andre Frassade. He died February 2nd, 1995. He was a hardened atheist for years. But he didn't remain that way. He became a fervent Catholic on fire. And this is what happened. He was supposed to meet a friend in Paris. And the friend said, "Well, I'm going to be at this church, but I'll meet you, I think it was maybe 5 o'clock in the evening. So go outside, I'll meet you in front of the church." And so Andre goes out there, he's waiting from the church, going impatient. Okay, where's my friend? Where's my friend? Thinks, well, what the heck? I'll walk into the church. He walks into the church. Guess what he sees? Altar, all the candles lit. Our Lord exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, the monstrance. And he said, in that instant, his whole life changed radically. He saw that. And he heard the words, spiritual life. And he said, everything in this world grew dark. And he said, like the scales dropped from his eyes. And he saw the reality that God existed. He saw light just inundated him. Just like everything in this world, the vanities, the false things that we think so important. He said, all that faded away. He saw reality as it is. And that God loves him. That God died on the cross for him. And he said, the most amazing thing, he said, that blew me away. I said, God was present there in that humble form. He said, I knew God existed and was present. The only thing now that surprised me was the Eucharist. Not that it seemed incredible, but it amazed me that divine charity would have come upon this silent way to communicate himself. And above all, that he would choose to become bread, which is the staple of the poor, and the food preferred by children. And he writes, O divine love, eternity will be too short to speak of you. Now, he received an extraordinary grace. He wasn't even baptized. Had no clue about the reality. Monsignor Brady says, or Diocese, he didn't know that he didn't know the reality that's out there. All of us here are baptized. And God does want to work miracles in our lives. He wants his peace and his joy to reign in our hearts. But above all, he wants us to know the reality that we're created to praise, reverence, and serve the Lord in this life in order to be with him in the next. How many here, it's a rhetorical question, you don't have to raise your hand. How many here want to gaze upon the face of Christ for all eternity? Obviously, being saying, oh, yeah, I want to be there. That means that's heaven. Well, there's 168 hours in the week. In addition to Mass, do you spend some time gazing upon the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament? Because if that's where you want to be for all eternity, you better start now. There was a movie years ago, it's called Gladiator. There's a line from the very beginning where the gladiator, Russell Crowe, says, what we do in time echoes into eternity. That's a true statement. What we do in time echoes into eternity. And if we're backbiting, we're swearing and stuff, well, guess what? You continue that for eternity, but it's not going to be in heaven. If you're praising, reverence, serving the Lord, forgiving others, singing the praise of God, spending time, that's what you will be doing for eternity. We decide where we want to spend eternity by our actions. Now, there's a couple of things from the Eucharistic Miracles downstairs. January 31st, 1906, this takes place in Colombia. 10 a.m. in the morning, Father Gerardo. Christians run into the church and says, Father, Father, the ocean has drawn back. So they knew a tsunami was coming. A big, towering wall of water that came in there. So immediately he ran to the Blessed Sacrament. He had the faith. He knew the power of Christ in the Eucharist. He grabbed the Blessed Sacrament, the Luna, put them in the monstrance, ran out to the beach, and held up the monstrance. And all the Christians witnessed this. This is documented. A big wall of water had just stopped right where it was and receded and went back. The town was saved. It's documented. You can see it downstairs. Another one, May 1st, 2001, in Trivandrum, India. The Christians were worshiping, adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And something happened. What looked like the plain white piece of bread, all of a sudden, the face of Jesus Christ appeared for 20 minutes. All saw the human face. The priest went into the sacristy, and someone came in, and he asked this person, just came in, and they're like, the back door sacristy, here, go look at the monstrance and tell me if you see anything. The person went out and ran back, Father, I see the face of a man. He documented it. That was an extraordinary miracle. God was saying, I'm here, I'm here. There's another story. Blessed Mary of the Passion, beatified in 2005. She said in the first, her first Holy Communion day, her name was Mary Grace at the time, she was seven. She said right after she received communion, the Lord appeared to her, wounded and bloody, his hands, wounds. And he showed these wounds to Mary Grace and he said, people inflicted these wounds on me with their sins. From that moment, she said in my heart, my life is consecrated to the Eucharist. Then our Lord later said this to her, I am in the Eucharist to dispense graces and extend mercy, but I receive only in gratitude, profanity, and sacrileges. Anyone here who's ever read the diary of St. Faustina, our Lord says the same thing there. The Eucharist, our Lord says, is dishonored and nobody cares. My beloved one, you make reparation with your adoration done in my presence. Now we're created to praise, reverence, and serve the Lord. And I've said this before, many of us know family and friends are away from the Lord. So you be the one in your family. Come and make reparation for your family who ignores the Lord, who shows only ingratitude and profanes them and sacrileges. You come. You come. So our Lord loves us so much. And he wants to give us so many graces, a tsunami of grace, to transform us into saints. He really does. But we do have to put a little effort into it. Put ourselves in his presence so that he could work on us. If someone has like a glob of clay, well, that's horrible. It has to be put in the hands of the potter in the potter's presence. They could form into something beautiful. God wants to make us something beautiful for all eternity in heaven. Now, as your pastor, the Holy Father said, I have to encourage exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, to encourage you to come. This week, all day Thursday, Friday, the Saturday morning, the Blessed Sacrament will be exposed here on the altar. Nativity BVM all day on Friday. The Holy Father, a letter went out from Vatican then to the bishops about 2 weeks ago saying, in honor of Pope Benedict XVI's 60th anniversary of priest ordination this week, we're asking all the parishes and things to do 60 hours of adoration. So we're going to do about 48 hours here and 12 at Menominee. So I ask you, come and spend some time with the Lord. As you're leaving the church today, either after Mass or after procession, hopefully, there's a sign-up sheet. Make a commitment to the Lord. Don't float around like, well, you know, if I can make it, I'll make it. You know where the graces are. Lord, I'm going to make a commitment to you today. I'm going to sign up for the 2 a.m. hour. I'm going to sign up for that 3 p.m. hour. I'm going to sign up and spend some time with you. If it's not so much for yourself, you're in a spiritually good place, do it for your family. Do it to your coworkers. Do it for people who are in really hard times, in despair. People who don't know that they don't know. You come. We have the faith. And our Lord wants us to grow daily in that faith and hope and charity, but we have to exercise it. So Lord, when we come and kneel and receive our Lord and Savior in communion today, ask for that grace. Lord, may I fall in love with your presence and the Blessed Sacrament. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.